It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, and we welcome in our friend Chelsea Messenger, and Chelsea is powering through, battling for us today. A little under the weather, but Chelsea, it's Thursday Night Football, right? And we got to, you know, it's your flu game here. We'll call it that. How are you feeling about tonight's contest?
Yeah, it's my flu game, and it's also kind of my Phillip Rivers game because I feel like I have so many bets on this game. It's like Phillip Rivers and kids. I got a lot of them. Not sure which one's my favorite, but I do like them all. So, really excited about Broncos Colts, a horse girl's dream, as we have a horse-on-horse matchup.
Interesting.
I got to ask you, Chelsea, so when you look at this game, it's hard for me, and I know that we talk quite a bit about how it's no fun to bet the under, right? Like, you always want to cheer for a lot of points. I'm not sure that I would want to do anything with the over in this game. Where do you stand?
Yeah, I will be on the under in this one. The total opened at 43.5 for this Broncos-Colts game, and 81% of the money is on the under. It's moved to 42.5 in some spots. But if you're looking at both of these teams, they've really struggled, especially in the red zone, and especially with the Colts missing their biggest piece on their offense. And Jonathan Taylor is out for this one, and that puts more of the onus on Matt Ryan. And the thing is, you don't want to have to rely on the pass against the Broncos secondary. One of the best secondaries in the NFL, limiting opponents to just 5.3 yards per play, and they've only allowed 3 passing touchdowns. So I think it's going to put a lot of pressure on Matt Ryan, who has been very turnover prone, 8 turnovers through just 4 games this season. So I don't see a lot of points in this one. I think that the sabotage factor is maybe Russell Wilson finally starts cooking. But usually this is a Colts defense that's pretty solid. So I would imagine we see an under in this one, and that's how it's gone in the primetime. Primetime unders this season, 9-4. So I'll be on the under.
Yeah, I don't know if I could, like Tommy said, it's going to be hard to force myself to bet an under. But, whatever. Here's one I like, and I'm feeling like it's probably one I like too much, and there's a reason. Jonathan Taylor's out. Nyheim Hines is the backup, right? Like, he's the guy. His rushing prop right now is 36.5 yards, which I love the over there. His total yardage is 68.5, which feels like it could be protected by some receiving yards. Either of those interest you because they're really appetizing to me?
Yeah, I think I would go with rushing plus receiving because he's not really a between the tackles running back. He's more of a pass catching guy. I know this because he went to NC State guy. I'm an NC State girl, graduated from there. But I would go with rushing and receiving because obviously somebody's going to have to do something on offense. And clearly I don't trust Matt Ryan. So I think Nyheim Hines is going to get some run tonight. So I would lean towards the rushing plus receiving. That way, if he has a big receiving game, like we've seen in the past, over the past couple of years, he's been a pretty good receiving threat. You have a little bit of a cushion as opposed to just rushing.
Chelsea, on the other side of the ball for the Broncos and their running attack, they lost Javonte Williams to a torn ACL. He's out for the entire season. We know Melvin Gordon has had fumbling issues, but it definitely looks like, at least to me, that the Broncos are going to have to lean on him a little bit more. Do you like any sort of player props with Melvin Gordon going into this game?
Yeah, there's a really popular one that a lot of people are on. It's Melvin Gordon's receiving prop, and I think it's because this number is really low. It's 12.5 yards, just the over at -115. As we know, he can catch some passes. The problem is hanging on to the football, but I do think we see him catch a couple of passes, and they've got to rely on somebody. It's just the question is, will they be running the ball that much? Even though it looks like the Colts are maybe vulnerable against the run, they just gave up over 100 yards on the ground to Derrick Henry last game, but I'm not going to sit here and say that Derrick Henry is the normal running back. So maybe that's not the case, but I do like Melvin Gordon over his receiving prop. 12.5 yards, very low. I think they get him involved in the offense, in the passing game as well.
Yeah, they've said as much, and I think they're going to give him a shot. So we'll see. BetMGM is part of this show. I know you've got a lot of involvement with BetMGM. They have their first touchdown scorer prop tonight, which is always a lot of fun, and it's an insured bet, so you can bet up $25 to give it back to you. I'll have more on that in just a little bit, but I'm looking at this in a game that's at a touchdown premium probably anyway. I think I'm throwing my dart at Michael Pittman. And I know that's a little counterintuitive the way that the Broncos have defended the pass, but I'm just looking for some big odds because I don't feel good about even the low odds guys in this one. I really don't know where to go, so I'm just going to go with the good player.
Yeah, I see that. But like I said, the Broncos have only given up three passing touchdowns the entire season, but it's also built into the number. So, you know, it's 10 to 1 for a reason. First touchdown for Michael Pittman over a bet. Bit more safe, you go either Melvin Gordon, obviously he's the running back, probably going to run it in for the Broncos, who are also favored in this game and also playing at home, so maybe they get off to a hotter start, or maybe Nyheim Hines. We see that he's a running back and he also can catch passes out of the backfield. He's 8 to 1 for first touchdown, so maybe another option for you there for the Colts.
Talking to our betting insider Chelsea Messenger here this morning. Chelsea, looking at the slate of games on Sunday, there are some really, really intriguing matchups this weekend. One of which I'm looking at is the Cowboys and the Rams. Right now, as it stands, the Cowboys are 5.5-point dogs. What do you like in this game, and what are you doing in this one?
This is an interesting one because it was 4.5, and it's gone up to 5.5, which kind of bamboozles me. Because if you saw the problems that the Rams had on the offensive line going against the Niners, it doesn't seem like a great matchup going against this Cowboys defense that's been really good at getting pressure on opposing quarterbacks. It's a really good Dallas Cowboys defense. So I think that's going to be the problem for the Rams. And plus, you're getting 5.5 points. I know Cooper Rush is probably going to regress at some point, but I think the defense and the team around him is good enough to at least cover this number. The Rams have been very disappointing this season. Cooper Kupp will still probably have 100 yards receiving, but it hasn't translated to wins. So I'll go with the Cowboys getting the points here.
I love that you said that because I'm with you on that one. That was the one of the ones I had circled this week. Cooper Kupp, you mentioned him. I'm curious on him. When you have a guy that's historically good and doing the things he's doing historically and seemingly unstoppable for opposing defenses as far as getting his, is the prop number ever going to get to a level with a guy like Cooper Kupp that you're uncomfortable? Like, do guys like him and the way he's going present any opportunities for you as a prop play? It feels like he's going to catch 10 balls every week no matter what the defense does.
Well, we saw that last year, and he also had a historic season. So at some point, he's not going to have a historic season every single year in every single game. He's already had an off game this year in which he didn't put up big numbers. I think he had like 55 yards receiving, something. Yeah, it was something that didn't sound like Cooper Kupp. But last year we saw this in the props market. They said his numbers in the hundreds or 97, something crazy like that, and it still didn't matter. Because the thing is, the opportunity is always there. That is a security blanket for Matt Stafford. So a lot of times when you're looking at prop bets, a good thing to look at is targets. How many times is this guy being targeted? And you'll see it with Cooper Kupp. He is getting a lion's share of the targets, especially with Allen Robinson being somewhat of a disappointment. They don't have OBJ this year. So I think that is something you look at. And right now, he's getting all the targets. The problem is, you'll never get any value because it's always going to be a sky-high number.
Chelsea, how do you feel about Sunday Night Football coming up with the Ravens and the Bengals? Right now, the Ravens are 3-point home favorites, so really it's a pick 'em. Are you staying away from this game? You like anything in it? What are you seeing?
I really want to lean to the Ravens in this one. Lamar Jackson has been really good in primetime, 18-2 in primetime. The Ravens are under John Harbaugh, and of course Lamar Jackson is a big part of that. The only sabotage factor is, I remember, was it last year when Joe Burrow put up like 5 touchdowns and really stuck it to the Ravens? I think they're a little bit healthier this year. I know Marcus Peters is back on that secondary. That's really been the problem for the Ravens, though. They've given up a ton of passing yards. So once again, they're facing yet another dynamic quarterback because they've already had to face Josh Allen. They've already had to face Tua and Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle and company. So maybe we see an over in this one, but I would lean towards the Ravens at home, especially since it's a short number, especially since it's in prime time, and especially I really trust Lamar Jackson a little bit more than Joe Burrow right now.
And Chelsea, we can't let you go without talking the Chiefs. Monday Night Football, the Raiders. The Chiefs have owned the Raiders in this matchup historically. But the Raiders are desperate. Seven's a pretty big number for a divisional game. You feeling anything in this one? 51 seems high to me, considering the Chiefs' defense has played fairly well. But, you know, I don't know. Anything here that gets your attention?
It looks like Kansas City minus seven all day. It's just the history between these two teams is really telling. The Chiefs have outscored the Raiders 124-54 in the last three meetings. So it's not even been close, even though I will say they're only 2-1 against the number. So, yes, this is at a touchdown, but it's also a home game for the Chiefs. And I think their defense looks a lot better this year. I think if they can get some pressure on Derek Carr, they can maybe cause some turnovers, because I think that's really the only prayer that Las Vegas has, is to hopefully get Patrick Mahomes to turn over the ball more. But Kansas City, especially with the way that this defense is playing, I think I would lean towards Kansas City, laying the seven. It sounds like a big number, but if any offense can cover it, it's the Chiefs.
That's kind of what we're thinking here. We'll see. I think you're right on that. I think you're right. Any more player props to leave us with, Chelsea, before we let you go? I know we appreciate you battling through for us today.
Yeah, I'll be on Matt Ryan under his passing prop, 227.5. I went on and on about the secondary of the Broncos, and I'm kind of leaning on that here just because it's a secondary that really has the upper hand. And plus, Matt Ryan has been a bit underwhelming. And when the offense is more one-dimensional, when you don't have the defenses keying in on Jonathan Taylor, it's a lot harder to get the passing game going. I saw that with the Titans last year when Derrick Henry was out, and I will say some of their fill-in running backs actually did a pretty solid job. But still, it takes the eyes of the defense. You know, it's easier to key in on Matt Ryan, and his turnovers have been really terrible, 8 turnovers through 4 games. So I'm going to go under his passing prop, 227.5 tonight on Thursday Night Football as well.
All right, Chelsea. Well, we appreciate it. Feel better. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll see if your boy Nyheim Himes, go Wolfpack, can get it done for us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, that was the host of The Daily Tip and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Chelsea Messenger. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Speaking of that, we mentioned that first touchdown score prop. Well, football fans, you can turn a loss into a win with the king of sportsbooks. Just place a single first touchdown score prop bet on any pro football game on Thursdays or Mondays. So here we go tonight. If your bet loses, you'll receive up to $25 back in free bets. This offer available all season long. Wager confidently, take your game to the next level with BetMGM. Just log into your account, download the BetMGM app, and sign up today. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown in any pro football game. And if your bet misses, you'll get up to $25 back in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Kansas only. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with the Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. My money's with Michael Pittman tonight, but it's insurance, so I'm not too worried about it. We'll come back. Sports Daily. Jacob Albrockton, Tommy Caster rolls on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.